Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We have gone through 64 different video game franchises. We have got it down to your Elite Eight. And by and large, I think we're pretty dead on balls accurate. This is the final episode for the best video game franchise bracket here at the Boozy Bracketology Podcast. I am your host, Chris, and I am going to be steering this ship through the championship. And I can't do that without a little bit of a drink in my hand, so I have just killed a bottle. This is my bottle of the Jefferson's Chef Collaboration. This is a blend of their bourbon and their high rye whiskeys. I don't need to sip it. I know what it tastes like. It's really damn good. It's about a $50 or $60 bottle. It's gone now. But if you get a chance to try it, definitely recommend it. Let's hear from our panelists. We're starting over in Tampa, Florida. Jason, my friend, how you doing? What are you drinking?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me, Chris. I'm a little tipsy already. I'm drinking a Zephyr Hills water bottle. It's about a 50-cent plastic, bottom shelf, recyclable. It's from Florida Spring Water. It's pretty tasty, clear. Doesn't hit you very hard, though.
No, Jason is watching his caloric intake. We're moving it over the west side of Chicago. Stu, how you doing, and what's in your glass?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks for having me. I am drinking another Blue Moon, actually. It's one of my favorite beers, so I like to kind of keep some on hand. And so, yeah, just keeping it classic here.
Nothing wrong with that. I think I mentioned last time, it's hot in Florida, so a Blue Moon will taste really good right about now.
Slice of orange, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, instead I decided to go with whiskey straight, so this is not refreshing at all, but it's delicious. We're bringing this one over to Fort Worth, Texas. Steven, how you doing, and what carbonated beverage is gracing your hand?
I am doing just fantastic here. We're about to finally finish this bracket in what was very easy for a Sweet 16, it turned out in retrospect, but what looks impossible as an Elite Eight going forward. So I'm going to go ahead and just silently sip and cry into my Diet Coke right now.
Well, he's not wrong. The Sweet 16 that I thought was going to be a nail biter turned into a barn burner. But this year through the championship is going to be the thing that will test more marriages than pretty much anything else. We're going to move it over to Largo, Florida. Tony, my friend, how you doing? And what bourbon or whiskey are you sipping on tonight?
I am terrified for the night, but, you know, we're going to get into that. That being said, I went with a little bit of a classic. It's just a simple Eagle Rare. No store pick this time, unfortunately. Killed that bottle a few weeks back. So just trying to enjoy a nice, soothing, familiar bourbon as I cry into it as well. I didn't use ice because my tears will act as the water tonight.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Tony. Eagle Rare is a damn good pick. And we're ending it back in Tampa, Florida. Jennifer, how you doing, and what are you drinking?
I am good. I decided that I need to keep my wits about me tonight. So I'm actually not drinking anything right now. I need to be focused, laser focused.
Now, laser focus is what I'm going to need from all of our panelists as we navigate through this. And we're going to start with our first four picks, and our first four picks will crown individual champions out of their individual brackets. First up is the platform game bracket, and we have the 1-2 matchup that we kind of figured was coming from the first episode that we recorded here. The 1 seed, Super Mario Brothers. The 2 seed, Sonic the Hedgehog. It is Nintendo versus Sega, and we are starting this one off with Jason.
Shit. Well, I'm just going to say right now, at the top of the segment here, that I cannot be held accountable for anything I say here, right? I will offend everybody. I will offend myself at some point with these picks. Mario versus Sonic. What a classic matchup. Like, this is Nintendo versus Sega here. This has been debated for decades, And now everyone is looking to me to answer right now. How do you do it? I'm going to do it by just spitting out a name really quickly and then passing the buck. I'm going to say that my vote goes to Super Mario.
Super Mario Brothers picks up its first vote in this hotly contested contest. We're moving the next vote over to Stu.
It's a tough call for what both these franchises have done. But when you look at the history, you know, Sonic has a great couple of games in its inventory where Mario has very few that are, you know, par or below, so to speak. Mario's consistency in good games and the breadth of their game library is far superior to Sonic the Hedgehog. So Super Mario Bros. Takes this one.
Super Mario Brothers has a 2-0 lead. Next up, we have got Steven. Oh, Steven got bit by the mute bug. It's been a couple of episodes since that happened.
Did I double tap it? No, okay. So yeah, if this bracket had been done back in 2005, let's say, I think Sonic wins this for me because, you know, we're still at the height of Sonic Battle 2. Sonic really hasn't had a major flop. It's been a solid thing game over and over. And since then, it's been hit and miss. I like Sonic Heroes, but like since then, it's been a set of mediocre games, and it's Sonic's been dominant because those first set of games are so amazing and so wonderful and so well made and so like ahead of their times in some ways because they got the multiple branching pathways and get through the levels. And but since that 2005 era, Mario's been the one that's been hitting it out of the park, and Sonic has fallen further and further behind. And so even though Sonic probably means more to me on a personal level, Mario is the better franchise. So I'm going to give it to Mario.
And with that, Super Mario Brothers 1 has picked up its third vote. It's moving out of the final four, but 2 still has yet to get a vote against it. The entire bracket. That is domination. We're bringing it over to Tony.
So yeah, I think Steven and Stu both kind of hit this on the head with this one. I think had we done this, you know, earlier, I do have to agree with Steven. I think Sonic would take this. I think the earlier games for Sonic is really where it shines. I would say Sonic 1, Sonic 2, heavy hitters, strongly contend against the original Super Mario and Super Mario, definitely against the ill-fated Super Mario 2. But when you look at the latest actual release of Sonic the Hedgehog was a Mario and Sonic game. That should be telling of something. Because it was Sega's. Oh, right. Sega doesn't make consoles anymore because, oh, wait, Sonic failed. Nintendo, yes, they have Legend of Zelda. Yes, they have Pokemon. But they also have Mario. Like, it wasn't always just going to be Mario or bust like it was Sonic or bust for Sega Genesis or Sega in general. With the home runs, Mario takes us in the first round.
4-0, Super Mario Brothers. Jennifer, do we have another sweep for the Nintendo Classic?
Chris, yes, you do. Like everybody said, it's just the earlier Sonic games were better. Now it's like it's harder to even get through the newer Sonic games, and Mario is still going strong. So it's like it's a moot point to me. Like it's going to be Mario in this instance.
Super Mario Brothers has swept its way into the final four. This is going to be an interesting one. It's time to figure out what Super Mario Brothers will be playing against. And we are moving out of the platform bracket, moving down to the RPG bracket. And we've got another 1-2 matchup, the matchup that we've all been waiting for, the 1 seed, Pokemon, the 2 seed of Final Fantasy. And I know he hates me for this, and it wasn't intentional, but Stu, you are kicking us off.
I don't hate you for it. It was It's going to happen eventually. I don't want to pick between these two. I just don't. There's not a lot of words that I could really even. I don't know. It's so difficult. It's so difficult for me. I've probably had more fun playing Pokemon overall, but I've had a more engrossed experience playing Final Fantasy. I've, you know, had more friend like interactions, right? Like trading and everything like that with Pokemon. But like I've done deeper dives into the lore and like secret hunting and everything within Final Fantasy. It's near impossible for me to pick between the two of these. But I think I actually do have a choice, or like I've made my choice. I think I'm actually going to go with Final Fantasy on this. Pokemon for me kind of ended after the third generation, and that's because I grew up with the first three and I stopped playing after that for whatever reason, right? Time of my life, mechanics, it just kind of stayed the same and it was just swapping out different Pokemon, right? And like every generation will grow up with a different version of Pokemon, but every different Final Fantasy, or every Final Fantasy, is a drastically different one in terms of what that story is or what those mechanics are. And almost all of them are grand slams. Final Fantasy is the winner here for me.
And with a gut-wrenching pick, Stu is locked in for Final Fantasy, its first vote of the matchup. We are moving it over to Steven. Sir, it is your turn.
You're about to hear me say something that I very rarely ever have even occasion to say, let alone say out loud. And that is, I was wrong. The last round where Pokemon went up against Skyrim, I said that one of the reasons I was leaning even a little bit towards Skyrim was because it was a better job of getting me invested in what it's like to be the character, to role play as the character. And then I went on to describe how I spent more time thinking about my Pokemon team, building my Pokemon team, researching my Pokemon, learning about my Pokemon. And I've realized in the brief time since we recorded that all that time where I'm thinking about building my Pokemon team, I'm thinking about being the very best there ever was. I'm thinking about catching them all. I'm thinking about being the real test. Pokemon engrosses me in a way where I start thinking like a Pokemon trainer, until I've gotten to the point where I've beaten the game and I've won enough contests online that I feel like I've actually kind of mastered this Pokemon generation. I realized that through Boozy Bracketology, that one, that was one of the very few instances where I've ever been wrong about anything. And number two, Pokemon really does get you to think like your character in the game if you just embrace it. So for that revelation alone, I'm going with Pokemon.
And with that, we've got a 1-1 tie. Pokemon and Final Fantasy. We're bringing it over to Tony.
Fuck you, Chris.
I didn't do anything.
You made me do this podcast. Now, I really do not want to pick between these. I mean... fucking hell. Pokemon is phenomenal. I will always remember, you know, I think Stu brought up the third generation, which is probably the one I put the most time into. I did play the first generation before I played anything else, and that Red and Blue, and then Silver and Gold. But Ruby and Sapphire were definitely the hardest hitters for me when it comes to nostalgia. I remember staying up to like 5 a.m., on my birthday party when the game had just come out with my friends, trying to see who could catch the most Pokemon by the end of the night. But I also remember staying at home when Final Fantasy would come out so that I could play as much as I could of it and get ahead of my friends and see the storyline. Because Pokemon, yes, it's fun, and it's a role-playing game that gets you to think like a trainer, but it doesn't engross you into the story. The stories are all very base, And I think as a role-playing game, when you're really trying to get emotionally connected to something, when you're trying to embody a character, you want to understand what the motivations are. There is nothing that hurts more in video games than watching Aerith die at the hands of Sephiroth in Final Fantasy VII, or in Final Fantasy X when Tidus finds out that Sin is the reincarnated version of your father, like, and you've been thrown into the future and your whole entire life is gone. That's devastating. It's heartbreaking, and you feel all these damn emotions that humans have that we forget about sometimes. And it does it so many times throughout the series. Yeah, Pokemon is fun. It's incredible. It's got great mechanics. It'll engross you. But Final Fantasy has all that and the story. I think for that reason alone, Final Fantasy is the better RPG. And that makes it a better series because it sets out to do what it really wants to do.
And with that, Final Fantasy has taken a 2-1 lead. We're bringing this next vote over to Jennifer.
So, yeah, this wasn't as hard for me as I initially thought it would be. I have, you know, voted for Pokemon from the beginning, voted for Final Fantasy from the beginning, and when I look at these two, it's like they said before me, you know, Pokemon has everything, but Final Fantasy has a little bit more. It's my favorite game, so it's hard for me to really say anything bad about it because, well, I'm sorry, the 8-card game. Never mind, I just said it. But putting these two against each other, I mean, Final Fantasy is going to win out for me every time. So,
Final Fantasy has picked up its third and decisive vote. It's moving on to the final four. Jason, lock in your pick, sir.
Yeah, I'm happy with this one, the way it went. You know, at this point, everyone knows I don't play much Pokemon, but I can appreciate what it sets out to do and accomplishes. It's a fantastic game. It's a fantastic franchise. And I'm happy to see everyone enjoying it because it's well-deserved. Tony, actually, you hit what I was going to hit on directly, and it's the experiences, the themes that Final Fantasy gets into as a role-playing game. And you specifically mentioned Aerith or Aeris, and learning to move on after something so traumatic like that as a kid was very powerful. So I think it's those moments that consistently show up in the Final Fantasy series that puts it over Pokemon for me.
Final Fantasy is going to win 4-1. We'll see it in the final four, and we are moving on to the action adventure portion of the bracket. Steven is kicking us off. And we've got a 1-3 matchup. The 1-seed Legend of Zelda, the 3-seed of Halo. Steven, take us away.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to remember. Have I ever voted for Halo? Doesn't matter because I'm not going to start doing it now. I bring that up because the Halo franchise deserves to have praises sung. It's incredible storytelling. But it doesn't hold a candle to The Legend of Zelda. It is such a complete series that has, at this point, a game for everyone. I just think it's a lot more fun, too. I have more times enjoyable. I think the main difference is that's coming up to me now. For me to really enjoy Halo, I have to have somebody there to co-op. I don't get as much enjoyment doing a single player. But The Legend of Zelda, if I want friends, there's the Four Swords Chronicles. If I don't, I've got so many other games that The Legend of Zelda just takes it all away.
And with that tragic realization that I actually do want friends, and I'm hoping some of you will accept my friend request on Facebook, that would be nice. We are moving on. Tony, lock in your vote.
It's okay, Chris. We're already friends on Facebook.
Hey, you don't count. Love you, buddy.
No, but I think, you know, I've been a staunch proponent of Halo throughout this bracket, but I think Stephen kind of hit it on the head with that last little part of the statement. To be honest with the whole statement, Halo definitely deserves to be here. I voted for it every single time, and I think it never had a, it absolutely deserves, as Microsoft's behemoth, as their Xbox champion, it's Master Chief for that. So, I mean, it deserves here, but up against Legend of Zelda, you know, in and of itself, it is just so much more. It has the ups, it has the downs, but it has everything in between that you could need and want. And probably one of the most relatable silent characters ever. So, I mean, who doesn't want to run into somebody's house and just break all their pottery? It goes to Legend of Zelda. Halo, I love you. You had a good run, but you just can't beat the Master Sword.
Legend of Zelda's got a commanding 2-0 lead. Jennifer, are we putting Halo out of its misery already, or does it have a little bit of a comeback in it?
Sorry. Halo doesn't stand a chance. Sorry. I never once voted for Halo. So, yeah, no. Wait, no, I did once. I apologize. I did once in the very beginning over James Bond. I digress. No, it's Zelda versus Halo is not an even matchup. Zelda just seems to hold so much more over Halo because you can do pretty much anything. Like, you know, like was said before, you know, if you want to play with friends, you can play with friends. If you want to just, I mean, it's dangerous to go alone, but if you want to go it alone, you can do, you know, you have so much that you can do. And I think that the Zelda franchise is a better all-around franchise than Halo is. And so I'm going to go with Zelda.
And with that, Zelda picks up its third vote. It's moving on. Let's hear from Jason.
I was going to pick Halo just to mess with everybody, see what happens. But no. It's Zelda all the way. Halo's fantastic games. I think that Steven and Tony, both of you guys said it. Halo's more of a game, like you said, I think co-op. I remember playing Halo a lot with some of my friends and my brother. But the single player, even though it was a decent story, you don't really go back to it over and over. You know, Zelda games, you can do that. You know, Zelda's, it's timeless. I'm going to talk more about it since it's already moved on in the next round. So I'm going to save the long-winded response for then. So, Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda has its fourth vote. Let's bring it over to Stu and see if we have a sweep on our hands.
Yeah, we definitely do. I mean, I don't need to rehash everything that's been said here. Halo, for it deserves to stand where it's standing now, for sure. But it also requires you to have friends or System Link or an Xbox Live account or anything like that in order to get the full experience of what it is and the full amount of enjoyment out of it. Whereas, you know, Zelda is a complete package. You know, I'm in line with Jason here. I don't need to go over it again. I'll say it more in the next round, but it's Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda has stamped its passport to the Final Four. It has dominated Halo. We are bidding adieu to Master Chief, and we are moving on to the miscellaneous portion of our bracket. And what a matchup we have. Two seeds that swept their way to this very spot. You have got the 5 seed of Mortal Kombat taking on the 3 seed of Super Smash Brothers. And we are starting this one off with Tony.
I think it's really ironic that somehow in this whole entire miscellaneous bracket, we wind up with two of the three games that are most like each other in the final battle of this bracket. That being said, I know we've talked a lot about Super Smash Bros. And everything that it's done for nerdism and everything like that. But at the same time, I think we need to look at that same exact ideology from Mortal Kombat, because especially if you've played some of the more recent games, you know, not only do you get to enjoy kicking ass as Liu Kang or Scorpion, but every once in a while you'll get somebody like the Terminator or RoboCop or fucking hell, the alien from Alien. I mean, it's just really fun. Even in the most recent one, we got Spawn of all people. Never would have guessed that, but Mortal Kombat just has a lot of fun doing brutalness. It's a game that acknowledges what it is and still makes you laugh. I mean, we haven't talked about any of the alternative fatalities, which you have babalities, where you literally turn into a baby. Mortal Kombat is fun. It's harder than Super Smash Bros. In certain ways, maybe not in every way, but I think we talked about this. Mortal Kombat is one of those games that really takes skill to play. It's not just mashing a button. You have to learn your character. You have to learn each character if you want to specialize in something. It takes a little bit more, and for that, I think Mortal Kombat takes it over Super Smash Bros., but that's not to say that Super Smash isn't a good game.
And as the new father in the group, I can tell you that if a baby is going to have a finishing move, it is going to be the unending scream. We are moving along. Jennifer, you're up. Super Smash Brothers or Mortal Kombat?
I completely forgot about the babology. Babology. Sorry. I completely forgot about that, and I loved that. But I digress. Yeah, I love Mortal Kombat. I mean, I love Mortal Kombat. I enjoy playing it, but I have to agree that Super Smash Brothers takes more, I kind of want to say dedication, because you do have to learn your characters, you have to learn their special moves, you know, you have to figure out what exactly you can do, whereas with Mortal Kombat, I legit just sat there. I won every time, but I still just sat there and mashed buttons until KO. You know, it was like a no-brainer. It was just fun, you know. But with Super Smash, my son wiped the floor with me consistently. Every single time we play, he just dominates because he's logged more hours and he knows the characters and their moves better than I do at this point, because, you know, I'm busy being a freaking parent. But, you know, it's just that there's so much more depth to it. It's going to be Super Smash.
Super Smash Brothers has tied this game up 1-1. We're bringing the next vote over to Jason.
Yeah, you guys, you can't go wrong with either choice here, I think. It is funny that these two games are matched up this far in this weird bracket to start. It was so strange and fun at the beginning, but here we are. So I'm actually going to take a slightly different take at this one, because I think on the surface, Super Smash Brothers seems like it's poised as the better game right now, but this is about the game franchise. And I'm thinking back, Mortal Kombat's older than the Smash Brothers. And you have to remember its beginnings, its controversy, the movies. I think as a franchise now, it's in a better place overall than Super Smash Brothers. Not saying that the newest game is necessarily better than Super Smash Brothers is at this point, but as a franchise as a whole, I'm going to pick Mortal Kombat at this point.
Mortal Kombat picks up its second vote. We've got a little bit of a tight one here. We're bringing it over to Stu. Super Smash Brothers or Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I mean, it is hilarious that it came down to the two fighting games here, or like two of the three fighting games. So I don't know. I love both of these a lot. But to be honest, like, and maybe this is just me, I'm actually not a really big fan of like gore and blood and guts. And so I love Mortal Kombat for what it is as a game, but honestly, like, there comes a certain point to where I feel like it's so over the top, and I know that that's part of the charm and part of even the humor of the game and everything, but like, it even deterred me when I was a kid. Like, I was not a big fan of it. And so I, you know, I was probably the only kid that chose to turn the blood options off, that my parent didn't choose that. But yeah, I mean, I've had more fun and logged more hours into Super Smash Brothers, and, you know, both of these have arguably more depth in them. You know, Mortal Kombat for the character depth, for combos and everything, but like Smash Bros for, like, you know, technicalities, right? Like how you're going to perform those combos and right, like frame perfect things essentially. But I would say that Super Smash Brothers is going to just increase in its fame and in its popularity. And I kind of feel like Mortal Kombat, even though it is hot, I still feel like it's kind of standing in the shadow of what Smash Brothers is.
And with that, Super Smash Brothers has tied this game up. It is 2-2 with, wouldn't you know it, Steven remaining. And ladies and gentlemen, this might be your last time. Does anybody want to use a buzzer beater to try and convince Steven to vote one way or another? Now is the time to lock that in. In words I never, ever want to ever utter again in my life, Steven, our fate is in your hands. Lock in your vote.
Okay. So here we have two fighting games that could not be more different. One is cute and charming, the other one is bloody and gory. One strives to be more and more realistic, one strives to be more and more bright and colorful and play more nostalgia. One of them you're trying to reduce damage, the other one you're trying to increase damage because the bars go the opposite ways. They're about as opposite as two games in the same genre can be. You know, we've talked a lot when we talk about Smash Brothers as a nostalgic engine. I don't know how much we've talked about it as a fighting game. And as a fighting game, it's pretty good. I don't think you have to study your characters as much as you do in Mortal Kombat, but you can't just, you know, play Mega Man the same as you do the Duck Hunt dog. I think there's something to there. And I think when it gets down to it, I just enjoy playing Smash Brothers a little bit more than Mortal Kombat. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because Smash Brothers I think of more as an online thing, playing against people. Maybe it's just, you know, I don't know what, maybe it's just more aesthetically pleasing to me. Honestly, that's probably what it is. I think I like bright and colorful things. So I think Smash Brothers is going to move on.
And with that, a 3-2 victory for Super Smash Brothers. It has won the miscellaneous portion of the bracket. And your final four is going to come down to Super Mario Brothers versus Final Fantasy, taking on the winner of The Legend of Zelda versus Super Smash Brothers. And we're going to have that not next week, not next episode. We're doing it right now. Now, with that being said, the person making the first selection is Jennifer. Jennifer, you've got the unenviable task of voting between Super Mario Brothers or Final Fantasy. That choice is yours. And ladies and gentlemen, I am turning off the 1 minute timer. It's the final rounds. We have we don't want time limit constraints on this. I'm going to let the panelists talk until they can't talk anymore, except for Steven. Jennifer, you're up.
Honestly, I don't even think I need to take that much time for this. Both of these matchups were easy choices for me. So with Super Mario Brothers, you know, like everybody else, I grew up playing it. I had it at its first iteration, And I mean, it's just everywhere. It's so well known. Mario is arguably the most recognizable video game character, like, ever. I mean, it's Mario, right? I mean, he's huge. And, you know, against Final Fantasy, which is my all-time favorite game franchise. It's really, really, really difficult to set aside personal feelings for a game. And, you know, stepping back and objectively looking at the franchise as a whole, which is what we are here to do. The Mario games, they are fun. They are kind of, I almost want to say no-brainers, because, like, you know, even from the get-go, it's, all right, you jump up and you hit the block and you know. But when you go into Final Fantasy and you really get into it, there's the story, there's, you know, there's just so much to the worlds and the characters, and I mean, there's just so much going on. And I mean, it was an easy, I put my little star next to Final Fantasy as soon as that matchup was made. So hate all you want, I'm going with Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy has picked up its first vote, and that is the first vote the entire bracket against Super Mario Brothers. We've got a little bit of a nail biter here. Jason, lock in your vote from either the bedroom or the couch. I don't know which one you're going to be on tonight.
It's leaning towards the couch at this point. There are many reasons why I'm engaged to Jen, but her opinion on this is not one of them. She's laughing. guys, no, this is really tough. Final Fantasy, just like Jen said, this is one of my favorite games of all time, specifically number 7. I've named my children after this franchise. However, I will be voting for Mario. And this is why. I mean, Final Fantasy, as great of a franchise as it is, I mean, love it. Love it, love it, love it. But it's got one con to it. And as a franchise, it bounces around a lot. Each iteration, something different. And that's part of its charm. But something I had said last bracket is now a con in a way. When my son mentioned the kids getting excited for the new character in Super Smash Brothers, it was Sephiroth, and they had no idea it was from Final Fantasy. The fact that they didn't know it was from Final Fantasy means that they don't know the franchise that well. But they would know Mario as soon as they saw him, right? Everybody knows Mario. As a face for the franchise, Mario stands above all, in my opinion. He is the mascot for a reason. He was number one for a reason. And when it comes down to it, I mean, both games are great. We talked about them a bunch. There's no wrong answer, but for me, the fact that everybody can recognize Mario out there and not be confused about where it came from is what gives it my vote.
Well, as Jason says, it is in fact Mario time. We're bringing the next pick here over to Stu.
I really agree with a lot of what Jason said. And I really don't think that either one of these is the wrong choice. They're both top tier for a reason. And they both deserve to stand here. And I think that they both honestly deserve to be the winners of this round. But I think that Jason hit on something that was really important there, and that is continuity. And there's something about, it's kind of like with Zelda, right? Like, yes, it might be the retelling of the same story in a sense, but it's all set roughly in the same area and with the same characters that you can familiarize yourself with and, you know, get attached to and grow bonds to. And then, you know, it's a new adventure with those same characters. And so it's kind of like the weight of, you know, who these characters are in the franchise builds up with you over time. And now every new iteration of it is that much more potent. And that sticks around. And from a personal standpoint, you know, I mean, granted, my son's a little bit younger, right? Seeing my son play Mario and like his face light up with each version of the game that he's played, you know, I mean, heck, he's beaten Mario 64 at this point. And, you know, he's gone through the classics and everything, and he loves them all. And I can tell just by the look on his face of how much he enjoys those that this is universal. Final Fantasy is great for what it is, but it is an RPG, which is a very specific genre. Mario, I'm pretty sure that just about every single person would like playing Mario in some iteration or another. So my vote is for Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers has picked up a 2-1 lead in what is a matchup that I can only tell everyone here is literally tearing most of our panelists apart. Steven, the decision is yours. Super Mario Brothers, Final Fantasy.
So when you look at the final four here, it's interesting to note that three of these are Nintendo franchises, and one of them has not. So that means that Final Fantasy has managed to break through despite the fact that it was not the part of the NES library that we grew up with or using the NES characters that we grew up with. Final Fantasy is getting here sort of despite the fact that Final Fantasy, compared to these other three, I think is actually losing the nostalgia gap. Heck, it beat Pokemon, which probably fills the nostalgia gap even more than Final Fantasy, because most of us start playing Pokemon before we start playing Final Fantasy. It's more accessible to little kids. I think there's something to be said for that. I love both of these franchises. As long as I have a system that can play them, I run out and get the newest game as soon as I can. But Final Fantasy does have a few games I don't like on it. Specifically, you know, 8 and 13. But it's got Final Fantasy 7 and Final Fantasy 5 and 10 and 10-2. Ugh. No, I'm sticking with it, because I can't think of a Mario game I don't enjoy playing. Now, in the main Mario line, from Odyssey back to Super Mario Brothers, I would gladly pick up a controller and play any of those games without a moment's pause. So I'm going to go ahead and cast my vote for Mario.
And with that vote, Super Mario Brothers has locked in its spot in the championship game. But I want to hear from everybody. Tony, you've got a little bit of a disgruntled look on your face. Tell me what you're thinking.
To be honest, I think Steven was right on the nose until he folded on himself at the end. I think that, you know, I was going to point out the exact same facet, that Final Fantasy is here against three behemoths of Nintendo, despite not being Nintendo. Sure, it might have come out in the SNES originally, but that doesn't mean that it's been a Nintendo property the whole time. Whereas, try to buy a Mario game on a non-Nintendo property product. Try to buy Zelda on a non-Nintendo product. But you're definitely not buying Super Smash Bros. On a non-Nintendo product, as it is made up of multiple other Nintendo products. I mean, Final Fantasy, it was meant to be this one-and-done thing, and it spawned so much. So you can go back and say, yes, Jumpman was a last-ditch ever to get, because they didn't get the rights for Popeye and stuff like that, and they wanted other characters, and they made Mario as a consolation. Well, they made Jumpman as a consolation prize, and then because of that, Mario was born. And yeah, he may be one of the most recognizable, but I do think when you get to this point in the bracket, to be damned with objective views, I think you need to get a little subjective. You need to get a little personal. The game I'm going to pick up any time before I pick up the other one is going to be Final Fantasy. I'm going to want to be engrossed in that world, regardless of whether there's a few little badsies. I don't agree that Super Mario has been all ups. The Wii version of Mario was awful. It played like shit. And I'm sorry, I don't, regardless of whether it's a retelling or anything like that, the game didn't hold enough in a gameplay value to me wanting to play it. You get these little gimmicky things throughout the Mario world and the Mario franchise that kind of, I think, subtract from the whole. And, you know, yes, I am getting nitty gritty with this, but we're in the top four. Like, if I can't be nitty gritty here, I can't be nitty gritty anywhere. Final Fantasy, like I said, does have its downfalls, but I think it has the same amount of downfalls as Super Mario. Like, Steven brought up Final Fantasy VIII. I still fucking love Final Fantasy VIII. Squall, Leon, whatever you want to call him, he is an amazing character who gets shit on because he came after Cloud. That is the only reason people don't like Final Fantasy VIII, is because if it had come before Final Fantasy VII, it would have been received well. But because it was after the magnum opus at the time, it fell short in people's opinions. I think that, you know, if I had the choice here to truly say something, Final Fantasy gets my vote 9 times out of 10 on this. I think it's the superior series. I think it accomplishes more what it does when it's doing things well. It is the ideology of RPG. Like, people think RPG, they think Final Fantasy. Platforming game is kind of dead. Short of Mario, there is not any new ones coming out. Metroid is in development hell, and we have no idea whether that's going to come out anymore. And we have no idea what's coming in the future for Mario. We've all joked that Mario was dying on the 31st of March as a kind of, you know, marketing gimmick, but who knows? Nobody knows. Final Fantasy has another game rolling out next year, and it's going to be a behemoth, and it's going to destroy so many different, you know, standards that have been set. So Final Fantasy took my vote on this, though it doesn't really matter.
Final Fantasy does pick up a second vote, but Mario is already locked in its spot in the championship game, and it's time to figure out what is Super Mario going to be playing against. Oh, God, help us. Jason, you're kicking us off here. Are you going to be going with the one seed from the action-adventure category of The Legend of Zelda, or the 3 seed out of the miscellaneous category, Super Smash Brothers? Sir, that choice is 100% yours.
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Oh, man, guys. These are tough. These are tough, huh? So let's have some fun. Zelda, I think, in my opinion, has reinvented itself somewhat more than Super Smash Brothers. And what I mean by that is they've tried new things, right? The first thing that came to my mind for some reason was Link's crossbow training on the Wii. We were just talking about the Wii. And is that really a Zelda game? Do we even include that? I don't know. But they've done stuff like that with the Zelda series, with Link. And I mean, both of these games are fantastic franchises. And Super Smash Brothers, we've said it, like they incorporate all these different characters. They bring people together. And I love, love, love the party aspect. I love bringing friends together, especially in this day and age where everything seems to be pushing people away. Games like Pokemon Go, we were saying earlier in another podcast, I think, the Super Smash Brothers, bringing people together is amazing, and it definitely gives it some points. But I think in the end, Zelda is it's memorable, it's fun. Not necessarily a party game in the sense like Mario, and I hate to say this in this bracket here, but you can't really sit down with Zelda with other people, though, so it kind of gives points to Super Smash Brothers as well. Because I don't find Zelda as fun to sit around and watch other people play, whereas I can watch other people play Mario or Super Smash Brothers. So, but for some reason, Zelda is a game that I want to come back to and play more and more and go experience again. I want to play Ocarina of Time again. I want to play Skyward Sword. I want to pick up the old Zelda strategy books, like just looking at the old maps from the old NES days and remembering the struggles I had as a little kid. And heck, I even want to pick up that stupid Wii remote and start shooting in Link's crossbow training again. So my pick's going to Zelda.
The Legend of Zelda picks up its first vote. We are bringing the next pick. Let's go over to Stu and see what he has to say.
I'm a Nintendo fanboy, and I have been my entire life, and I always will be, you know, and I'm not surprised that it's Nintendo properties that are here standing at the end. But, it's funny. I have a clear choice here, and my choice is The Legend of Zelda. Super Smash Brothers is amazing, and I will forever love it for everything that it's ever done for me and my friends growing up, the amount of couch co-op that we've played, the amount of times that I've helped somebody learn how to play video games because they wanted to play Smash Brothers with, you know, the group of friends, right? And so we teach them how to play Smash Bros because that was the easiest thing that they could get into, other than maybe Kirby, but Kirby's not a party game. Yeah, and I mean, it's absolutely amazing, but what it is it the reason it can stand up and be so good is because it's standing on the shoulders of all the franchises that it includes. It stands on the shoulders of Mario and Kirby and Link and Metroid and like Samus and all the characters within. And that's why it's so great. It's a compilation of them. But it can't really stand on its own. You take away the legacy of those franchises, and yeah, it is a fun fighting game, but it wouldn't be nearly as impactful without those people or without those characters in it. Whereas The Legend of Zelda, in almost any iteration of it, is impactful. I mean, I wanted a Triforce tattooed on the back of my hand when I was a little kid because I thought that was the coolest shit ever in Ocarina of Time. It's had such an influence on me as a person and kind of my sense of adventure that, you know, will last me my entire lifetime. And I know that it's impacted everybody else the same way who plays it. The Legend of Zelda takes it for me.
The Legend of Zelda has picked up a 2-0 lead. We are bringing the next vote over to Steven.
This is absolutely disgustingly awful choice because these are two franchises I absolutely adore. I pick up every single version of them. Like most of my video game dollars, at least over 50%, has probably gone to some type of Zelda and or Smash Brothers game. You know, I play a lot of different characters in Smash Brothers. There are a lot of them I enjoy. Love to play Mega Man. I think Yoshi is probably my strongest character because nobody trains against Yoshi. I have a lot of fun playing the Duck Hunt dog, as a matter of fact, because nobody trains against him, and I think he's an underrated character. But when the first Smash Brothers came out in 64, back when we only had like 8 characters, the first time I ever wanted to play a Smash Brothers game, I had to pick a character, and the one I picked was Link. Because Link was my favorite. Link was clearly going to be the best. Because The Legend of Zelda is the best franchise. At least compared to Smash Brothers. So I'm picking The Legend of Zelda.
And in a choice that you can tell kind of tore Steven apart a little bit, The Legend of Zelda has picked up its third vote. It is going to be moving on to the championship game. But before we get to that, I want to hear from everybody. Oh, Lord, we're going to go over to Tony and hear what he has to say.
Why did that sound so upset there, Chris?
Because I really don't know what you're going to say, and I'm a little curious, but also a little dreading it.
No, I think Stu and Steven both made some great points that, you know, kind of resonate with me. Stu said something about getting a Triforce tattoo when he was a kid. Damn it, Stu, I still want that tattoo. And then Steven, my first character in Smash back on the 64 when I played it for the first time, was Link. Same with Mario Kart. In Mario Kart, as soon as they added Link, I switched over to Link. I just realized that he wasn't my first character because he wasn't in the original. But even in Mario Kart, I still always choose Link when I can. For me, he is Nintendo. You know, I've argued for very certain games, franchises, especially Final Fantasy in the last round, because of specific games kind of falling in what I would consider my top five. Legend of Zelda honestly has two games in my top five. I won't say what they are because it doesn't matter as much. But Legend of Zelda as a whole is just a much higher elevated franchise. And whenever I have a chance to engage with that franchise, it's the ultimate choice I make because, I mean, I've cosplayed as Link. Well, Dark Link, but that's a different question because I don't have blonde hair, unfortunately. But, you know, it's just, it's fun to play the game. It's fun to get engrossed in the world. Originally, it was an adventure, 2D adventure that had a magnificent story, and that's only grown from there. It's Legends of Zelda, for sure.
Legend of Zelda picks up another vote. Oh, my Lord. It is currently 4-0 for Zelda. We're going to bring it over to Jennifer to see how this ends up. Do we have a sweep for The Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's not much I can say that hasn't already been said. I'm just so glad that the next one, I don't have to go first. But, yeah, it's gonna be Zelda. I mean, Super Smash Brothers, it's great for what it is. I love playing it. You know, I still play it when I can with the kids. It doesn't match up to Mario, honestly. So it's like, I'm glad they're not going up against each other, because that'd be super easy. Too easy, in my opinion. But, yeah, no. Zelda just, it holds my heart. It brings so much more to the table than Super Smash Brothers does, in my opinion. So, Zelda it is.
The Legend of Zelda has indeed swept its way into the championship game. Another dominant performance. And ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last pick. And not to be someone that claims to know what's going on, but I kind of figured this is where this whole bracket was going. We are down to the one seed out of the platform games, the Super Mario Brothers franchise, against the one seed out of the action adventure games, the Legend of Zelda franchise, and these two are going to fight it out for the title of the best video game franchise ever made. We're starting this off with Stu. Stu, lock in your vote, sir.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I knew it was going to come down to this, right? Like, I mean, we pretty much all did, roughly. But you know, this is actually a debate that I've had my entire life. Like I said, being a Nintendo fan since I was, you know, a little kid, this is something I have debated on forever. And I've gone back and forth between the two of these again and again. And I think that, you know, it's funny. What character do I play in Smash? Mario. What character do I, you know, play in Mario Kart? Mario. I just kind of stick to that. And, you know, I will grab either of these in a heartbeat to play. But what means more to me, and I think what captures what a video game, what the potential of a video game can really be, is The Legend of Zelda, to be honest. Mario is, I mean, I don't need to go on about how amazing it is, right? But it ultimately, it's more on the lines of a game. It's more on the lines of a platformer, and it's not as much of a piece of art, interactive art, if you will, as The Legend of Zelda is. I mean, hell, it's the hero's journey, right? Like, it is Miyamoto's interpretation of what it was like to go adventuring as a child in the countryside and find adventure and creating your own stories and, you know, being creative and kind of getting lost in the world and finding yourself with that. I think that The Legend of Zelda as a franchise and as a storytelling medium is the best video game franchise, to be honest.
The Legend of Zelda has picked up its first vote. We are moving this along to Steven. And he got bit by the mute bug again.
Yeah. It's not that I got bit by the mute bug, it's that I didn't want to come off mute because I don't want to have to decide this. Because these games are childhood, right? I grew up with these games. We all grew up with these games. I think we're all at the age where, you know, we were playing Mario and Zelda. I can remember being on the bus in elementary school and talking with kids about things like they had discovered in Mario that day. Like, they had found that in 4-2, the vine that goes up in the pipe. And I remember doing the same thing for Zelda. Remember, oh, if you burn this bush, that's where you get the candle from. You know, I remember that. I own all the games in the franchise, and I rush out to get them once I know they're coming out. But the one that I anticipate more, the one that I look forward more, yeah, it's Zelda. I think Zelda is just, it's just a little bit more complete. Mario is weird and whimsical and wonderful, and I don't think there's a bad Mario game, but I know there's not a bad Zelda game. Like, even Zelda 2, I play the hell out of. I still fire up the NES emulator I have, and I play it from time to time because it's a hell of a ton of fun. I love Minish Cap. The only reason I have the console to play Minish Cap is so I can play Minish Cap. It's Legend of Zelda. It's a heartbreaker, but it's Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda has a 2-0 lead. We're bringing this one over to Tony. Tony, are we crowning a champion now? Or are we letting this play out? The choice is yours.
I can't believe that I'm getting the decision to crown a champion. I mean, Stu and Steven, I think I've said this so many times this bracket, but you guys have hit the nail right on the head. Super Mario is a fun, happy-go-lucky, surface-level game. And yeah, there's some secrets here and there, but for the most part, 95% of all of the players are running through each level, jumping on every Goomba, trying to avoid every bullet bill. In Legend of Zelda, if you are trying to brute force your way through the game, it's not going to work. You have to learn how the game mechanics work. You have to understand how to properly go through a dungeon. You can't just go through it willy-nilly and hope you're going to survive. You may be able to get through that way in 1 and 2. A Link to the Past kind of cleans it up a little bit to where it's not quite as simple and straightforward. But as soon as you get to Ocarina, I mean, I have to say two words. Water temple. And people drown in sorrow. No pun intended, because that is such a demanding level of just pure puzzle and complexity. And I think that, as Stu said it right, Legend of Zelda is just a more complete game. You want to look at the franchises, they've one's 3 months older than the other. They're both in their 35th anniversary this year. Both are celebrating huge milestones. And they're dominant. They're a reason, you know, we all looked at this bracket, this original bracket, and saw the one seed from... In fact, I will go so far as to say that we almost changed the bracket to make Zelda fit more on the right side as opposed to being in the left side with Mario. It was the right decision, and we knew it then, and I think we know it now, that these two were always going to be this kind of head-to-head. And I think Stu said it again. This is an argument I've been having for 20 years. With myself, with my friends, with anybody, I with strangers even. Is it Link or is it Mario? I think just in terms of pure enjoyment, in terms of pure story, pure just ability to deliver, I think I have to give it to Zelda. It's the game, like I said, I have two in my top five, and one of those is Ocarina of Time. The other is Breath of the Wild, because it reinvented itself. And I cannot tell you, I had fun in Super Mario Odyssey, and I thought it was a great game for the Switch, and it's not the best Mario. There are arguments to be made that Breath of the Wild is one of the best Legend of Zelda, if not the best Legend of Zelda. I don't know where I fall on that, but those arguments can be made. The fact that Super Mario Bros. Has been around 35 years, Legend of Zelda has been around 35 years, one of them is still growing more and more every time it's released, and I cannot wait to see where it goes, and I've enjoyed every second that I've been a part of it. Legend of Zelda has my vote, and it wins. It takes the crown on this one. Sorry to kind of cut Jason and everybody else out, but Legend of Zelda.
Including your host, but with that third vote, The Legend of Zelda is officially crowned the best video game franchise of all time. But I want to hear from everybody. We're going to bring the next pick over to Jennifer and see if we got this right.
Wow, Tony, I'm glad that I am considered, and everyone else. I couldn't even freaking remember my name.
Jen, it wasn't anything personal.
No. See, that's the thing. So I was just about to say, like, the first thing that out of my mouth was say, you know, Tony hit it right, I don't know, nail on the head. I don't even remember what I was going to say anymore, because I was like, wow, I'm just everyone else. No, everything that was said is absolutely correct. I mean, as soon as this matchup was decided, I knew that I was going to be choosing Zelda. I mean, it's as much love as I have for Super Mario Brothers, I did vote for Final Fantasy over Mario already. So I wasn't super strong in making sure that they won anyways. But even aside from that, it's I mean, there's only so much you can do in the Super Mario Brothers games. But it seems like every time I play Zelda and any one of its iterations, I'm finding something new. Like, oh shit, I didn't see that last time. Or, you know, like, wait, what's this? There's more. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I can sit down and I can play Zelda for hours without getting bored because something new is happening. And it seems like, you know, as the newer ones come out, it's the same thing. It's, you know, there's always something new and interesting happening in the game, and they're, it's evolving, you know, or, you know, yeah, it's, you know, in the same universe, but it's a different game. It's a different story. And I mean, I just think that, you know, that puts it leaps and bounds above Super Mario because, I mean, yeah, technically, I guess it's in, you know, the same world, but there's no real true depth to it. And, you know, that's kind of what I love about Zelda is that, you know, it's always something new, something's going on. With Mario, you know, you're going to have, you know, bricks coming up, and you know, you're going to have, you know, this is going to happen. It's repetitive. It's incredibly repetitive. And Zelda, it isn't, you know, I'm like, yeah, you have your catchphrases you get from it, obviously. And, you know, you have your characters and stuff, but it's so much more than that. And I don't know, everything else has really been said and said way better than I could possibly ever say it. So I'm just going to leave this off with Zelda for the win. And yeah, there you go.
And last but not least, Jason, you're up.
Mamma mia. Guys, I don't have anything to say now. There's no point. You guys. Zelda, well-deserved win. Fantastic series. I would have, even though I do love Zelda, I would have voted for Mario this time. And to keep a long story short, I was looking at the game sales for the franchises, and I was not aware of this until just now, but Super Mario absolutely destroys Legend of Zelda series, the franchise, in sales by hundreds of millions, which kind of lends it some credence to being the number one spot, I think, in my mind. And that's why I would have voted for it. That and the fact that I was going to say Legend of Zelda always seemed to kind of play catch up with Mario back in the 80s and then 90s. And then I know you guys are saying now that the Zelda game seemed to have found a new life while the platforming Mario series are kind of dying down, which I do agree with. So it could have gone either way, but Mario was fantastic. I would have.
Did we lose Jason? Jennifer, are you still here as well?
Yeah, he's like, what do you mean I died? What happened? Like, he was in here talking. I can hear him and everything.
Yeah, I see Chris is frozen.
Oh, you're frozen on his computer.
Listen, there are four of the people on this phone call. I'm not frozen on anyone else's computer except his, so I don't think the problem is on my end.
Can't crown a winner.
He said he's holding a filibuster, so you can't technically crown the winner.
Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen... Your winner in the best video game franchise bracket with a 4-1 lead and a 4-1 win is The Legend of Zelda. It took a long time to get here, but we have crowned our champion and a very well-deserved champion as well. Listen, if you're enjoying the Boozy Bracketology podcast, a couple things you can do. Number one, leave us a 5-star rating, write us a review. That would be awesome. Find us on Patreon for all of our bonus content, including a revisited episode of this very bracket where we're going to bring some of the panelists back and we're going to talk to them about some of the decisions that we made, and some of those decisions were rather questionable. It's patreon.com/PTEBB. That is your home for all the bonus content for both the Boozy Bracketology podcast and our sister podcast, the Pub Trivia Experience. You can find the Pub Trivia. Whoa. You can find the Boozy Bracketology Podcast and the Pub Trivia Experience Podcast on Facebook at The Lounge. Fans of Pub Trivia Experience and Boozy Bracketology. It's late. I'm getting tired. But Instagram is Boozy Bracketology. Twitter at Boozy Brackets. For the Boozy Bracketology Podcast, I have been Chris. We can't hear Jason anymore, but he was Jason.
I've been Stu, and thanks so much for having me on here.
I've been Steven.
I've been Tony, and come at me, all you Super Mario Bros. Fanboys.
I've been Jen, and Jason's right here. He says bye.
From all of us here, everyone, have a good week. We will see you next month with, can you believe it? We're going to look in, not we, I won't be here, but the best Disney, Walt Disney World attraction. Only current attractions. Jeff Gore is hosting, and we've got a crew of panelists who are Disney experts to crown that champion. We'll see you next month. Have a good one.